Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story, late development today in what's become a tug of war with the leadership of the Democratic Party of Illinois. The party chairman's behind-the-scenes fight with Governor Pritzker is apparently over, and the governor has won. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore with the story.
Congresswoman Robin Kelly, the current chair of the Democratic Party of Illinois, has issued a statement saying she's withdrawing her bid for party leaders to re-elect her to that post. Governor Pritzker has been trying to force Kelly out. As a federally elected official, she's subject to federal campaign funding restrictions, and the governor felt that constricted the party's ability to raise money. Allies of Kelly insisted the party was raising campaign funds just fine, but the governor kept pushing for State Representative Lisa Hernandez to get the job instead. Now, Kelly says, while it's been an honor to serve, unfortunately, it has become clear that support for her re-election as chair will come up just shy of the necessary majority. Therefore, she has decided to withdraw her name from consideration for chair. The vote, such as it is, comes tomorrow morning in Springfield. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago Police unit rolling up to an overnight traffic accident on 5200 North Nagel Avenue had to reach for their service weapons. Police News Affairs says one of two men inside a crashed vehicle started shooting at the officers, who returned fire. No one was hurt. There was a foot chase through an alley. Police arrested both men. Civil rights attorneys say their analysis of police data in Chicago shows drivers who are black and Latino are still more likely to be pulled over for a traffic violation than white drivers.
The ACLU got the numbers from a recent state report put out by the Illinois Department of Transportation. In 2021, overall, 48% of those pulled over by police across Illinois were white, 31% were black, and 17% were Latino. In the city of Chicago, however, the ACLU says black drivers were more than five times more likely to be stopped than white drivers, and Latino drivers were nearly two and a half times more likely to be stopped. In Aurora, the second largest city, black drivers were seven times more likely than whites to be stopped, Latino drivers about four times more likely. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
Leaders in Buffalo Grove are talking today about the events that they plan to take place for the traditional Buffalo Grove Days Parade in celebration over Labor Day weekend and what's driving those changes.
Village spokesperson Molly Gillespie says the cancellation was in response to the Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting.
What happened in Highland Park is absolutely tragic. Our community has a lot of close ties with the community, so it didn't really feel right to have the parade this year.
On September 4th, when the parade was scheduled, there will instead be a community walk that will end in the park where the Buffalo Grove Days Festival is being held. Gillespie says that's also where there will be a community blood drive, as well as a pancake breakfast to raise money to help victims of the Highland Park shooting. Gillespie says the village plans to bring back the Buffalo Grove Days Parade next year. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Lightfoot is a strong proponent of transit-oriented development, mixed-use, pedestrian-friendly. She's boasting about the latest one, 43 Green, a $100 million project near the 43rd Street Green Line station.
We want our investments to be catalytic and encourage future developments in our communities. We want to serve the needs of local community members. We want to position residents so that they benefit from public transit.
The Habitat Company and Black-owned P3 Markets teamed up to develop 43 Green, a combination of apartments and commercial space. A committee of judges, attorneys, and advocates put together a plan to assist an increasing number of domestic violence victims in Cook County. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
Plans by the court system include an after-hours pilot program starting in September that will allow the online petitioning by victims for orders of protection and no-contact orders, and judges working from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. on weekdays and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. Plans also call for more judges in the domestic violence division and more advocates, clerks, and sheriff's employees. The ultimate goal is 24/7 access. Victim advocate Amanda Pyron with the Network Advocating Against Domestic Violence says with a 55% increase in civil orders of protection served from 2020 to 2021, survivors rely on the legal process for protection. That's the story from the Committee on Domestic Violence.
Latest COVID-19 numbers in Illinois showing infections are staying flat but relatively high as the BA5 variant continues to spread. The State Department of Public Health says more than 1,400 people are being treated at Illinois hospitals for coronavirus. And that's changed very little over the past 2 weeks. City Colleges of Chicago is announcing new resources for undocumented students.
The announcement was made in a small conference room at Harold Washington College in the Loop, packed with representatives of the city, community organizations, state legislators that had sponsored HB 3438, which had amended the previous law, and Harold Washington College President Daniel Lopez.
I am thrilled to share that we now have undocumented student liaisons at every one of our city colleges. Yes.
Lopez said that enhanced resources now available heading into the 2022-23 academic year include an undocumented student services website
with general information, in addition to links to community, city, state, and national resources.
There is also now a downloadable resource guide on how to support undocumented students and their families, along with additional training available for city colleges, faculty, and staff. In the Loop, Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
Governor Pritzker is announcing millions in additional funding to support local festivals and boost tourism across the state. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton says these grants will help bring in business and boost tourism.
Tourist attractions and festivals are about more than fun. They are about history and community and preserving and sharing the rich, diverse stories that make Illinois a great place to live and visit.
The American Rescue Plan Act's $50 million grant open now for applicants starting today. $5 million reserved for festivals. About $10 million will support a broad range of tourism, other tourism-related projects such as attractions, museums, live performance venues, and much more. Johnson Publishing's historic photo archive on the move again, headed to the nation's capital. The collection of photographs from Ebony and Jet magazine that depict African-American culture in the 20th century. Billie Holiday, Josephine Baker, Muhammad Ali, Dr. Martin Luther King. Now owned by the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture and the Getty Research Institute. Getty has committed about $30 million to digitize the 4 million prints and negatives that will eventually be available for public viewing.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.